You know, that's just a great win. It's hard, you know, unless you're in it, it's hard to really understand this time of year, you know, like playing, you know, as hard as we did, you know, whether we played well or not, as hard as we did against Duke. And then coming back, practicing Thursday after getting back to the dorm about 1:30 in the morning, having to come into practice and really work hard because we got to go over, you know, Florida State's a different team. And, you know, then do it again yesterday and then play today at 3 o'clock. And, you know, Florida State obviously had a very tough travel schedule having played Thursday. So, you know, not just Maryland, but this is a tough time of year in college basketball. And you see some upsets and everybody goes, well, you know, what happened? Well, you know, a lot of times things, you know, beside just the basketball, you know, occurred during the game. And I thought today we were a little flat coming out to start the first half, even when we were leading early. That I didn't think we were really in sync defensively or offensively. And I was very concerned at halftime, being down 8, that we couldn't change that. You know, we were just in that, you get into mental situations where you can't change it, and I was concerned with that. But what we did, and the players did it, you know, they came out at halftime, and just that first play sometimes sets the tempo, and stealing that sideline inbounds pass really set the tempo for us and gave us a little self-belief that we could make some steals, you know, out of our pressure. We haven't been pressing as much as we normally do this year, and we had to in that situation, and we were able to get some things out of our pressure in the second half. The other thing is, Gravis Vasquez, he's one of the great players to have on your team when you're trailing. You know, he's one of the great competitors. He, you know, he hates to lose, and he just makes up his mind he's going to change the way he played, and hopefully by doing that, change the way the team played. And I thought Gravis and Landon Milburn, you know, just made some tremendous plays. And Bombali Osby has been quietly being a force for us inside. You know, that's just great to see because he's come such a long way from the time he arrived here. So all those things are really good. And, you know, you enjoy this one for a little while, and then you get ready for Virginia Tech. Don? Well, it was really big, you know, and that's, you know, Landon's one of the nice people, you know, he's just a nice guy, great guy to have around, but, you know, I want him as aggressive as possible on the floor, and I think he can be one way off the court and another way on the court, and that's, when Landon is like that, he's really a good basketball player. Yeah, I mean, it was coming in practice. You see, Landon's had to make the adjustment of being a high school, prep school player inside, back to the basket player. We're asking him to play to 3, which is a very difficult position because you're a guard, you're a forward. Sometimes you have to guard big, you have to guard small, like today. And he's tried to do everything he can. And today he was just a force out there, you know, both defensively, you know, and offensively for us.
Gary. Seemed like a lot of the guys stayed in for a good chunk of the second half there. Just kind of talk about the reliance on the starting lineup there and how important it is to get that much out of that.
Well, I think you're seeing that with a lot of teams. They're playing 7 now. You know, Cliff played some valuable minutes down at Duke for us, and he wasn't here today. And you know, Jason got in there, and he was fine. You know, he played some good defense for us, blocked a couple jump shots, in fact. And you know, he was really good. And that's what you need on your team. You know, Jason probably hadn't played since December, and, you know, he was able to give us some good minutes. And, you know, Adrian's okay. He's coming. He still doesn't, you know, go after it offensively. He's like that play that got blocked in front of the bench, that breakaway layup. You know, that's a dunk in practice, and we want him to do the same thing in the game. But that'll come. You know, it's just going through that today. Nobody's more disappointed than Adrian that he didn't score. So you learn from that, and you move on. But when you come down the stretch and, you know, they got the people they have on the perimeter, you want your veteran players out there. And, you know, we had to suck it up. We got a day off tomorrow, you know, and a lot of being tired is mental. You know, you just, you know, Florida State couldn't sub a lot today. Neither could we. So, you know, you put it out there and see what you can get.
Obviously, you expect to need those big performances from James and Gravis, but when you get something like that from Landon, can that take your team to the next level?
Yeah, you want as many ways to beat a team as possible. And if James is having a bad day or Graves is having a bad day, you still want to be a good team. And, you know, Landon playing like that allows that to happen. I think we scored 50 the second half. And I don't know how many James had the second half, but, you know, to get 50 and James winded up with 17. Yeah, but it wasn't a strong 17. No, I don't know, he had 17. But, you know, James was struggling out there early, and I think the players are really good. And Bombali Osby has really done a great job of becoming kind of a quiet leader. Like, you might not see him say a lot out there in the court, but he says a lot in the timeouts and on the way out, you know, to get back into the game. He's really good, you know, and he helped James today. He really did.
You were talking a little bit earlier in the conference about kind of changes Vasquez made, especially in the second half when he started out with 8 points to help lead that charge that got you back into the game. What were some of the changes that he made?
Well, I think he was, you know, just you have to show the other team what you do best. I've always believed that, you know, right away. And we were doing some things the first half, like we weren't doing the things that we do really well. And we had to get back to it, and I think Graves made up his mind he was going to lead the charge. Now, having said that, there are hard shots to make, even if you're open. You know, I mean, there's no guarantee. If everybody falls down, you're going to make it from where he was shooting from. So they were great shots. You know, I hope you guys understand, he's really a good player. You know, maybe somebody will think he's pretty good, you know, to make those shots.
Gary, it seems like Landon has a great game and then maybe not such a great game.
He's going to have a great game against Virginia Tech. I just got that feeling.
Okay, great. Is it a matter of matchup or just the fact that he's like
a... He's learning. He's a freshman, you know, in terms of playing. You know, he missed half the year with injuries, and then he started to play, and we were doing pretty well by the time he was healthy. But you could see it in practice that he had a chance to be a good player. And he's just a sophomore feeling his way, like, you know, he's with Eric and Graves, you know. And it's a pretty good group of sophomores right there.
Yes. Is it the time of year that, you know, you're less concerned? It just seemed like you didn't have much to say about the Duke game. You know, you're pleased with today despite some rough spots or whatever. Is part of it the time of the year where it's just got to go in the W column and then, or the other column and you move on to the next one? Is that kind of where we are in the season?
Yeah, it's all about – it's really about preparation. It's not just studying the other team, what they do and things like that. It's trying to get your guys ready to play at whatever time we play Virginia Tech. You know, all the other stuff now doesn't matter. You know, there's very little – individual work with players, you know, trying to develop skills, things like that. You're trying to see what plays will work, what they do that hurt us the first time we played them. All those things are what you do in practice now, rather than, you know, worry about a guy that's the jump shot's not going in or something like that. I mean, today it was just a team. We had to play harder the second half, and you know, if we can play with that intensity level for 40 minutes, then you got a chance. You know, each time you get out in the court.
Gary, the last home game, you guys looked so great in the first half.
It could have. I didn't think about it at halftime. It seems it's a long time ago, the NC State game. It just feels that way to me. And I just thought we were beat up mentally and physically. I mean, we really tried to win that game down at Duke. And I think that there might have been a little carryover from that, you know, just trying to, you know, I forget sometimes. I mean, I've been doing this a while. And, you know, you get guys 18 to 22 years old that really – you know, they thought they could win that game. You know, and when you don't, you have this tremendous letdown for a little while, and you got to get rid of that. That's what you try to do. And, maybe we didn't get rid of it going into the game today.
With Cliff out today, do you expect him back? What's his status? Is there anything you can say?
He has the flu. Last year there was 10 cases reported the whole flu season, and this year there's been 200 on campus so far. I got that from the Surgeon General of the United States. But he's sick. You know, he couldn't. Now the big thing is to keep him away from the other guys. You know, that's the big thing. So we're trying. You know, the players do a good job of eating nowadays. They eat much better than guys, you know, 20 years ago used to eat, and, you know, vitamins and things like that. So hopefully we'll be fine. But tomorrow's a big rest day for us. You know, we have to stay healthy.
Gary, seven more blocks inside from James and Mamali tonight. How critical is it for the other guys to know that they have that kind of help down low?
Well, you know, it's two things. You it's really good, like you said, that if we get beat out front, at least they're not going to score automatically. But at the same time, sometimes when you have a lot of blocks, that means your defense is a little shaky, you know, on the perimeter. But they have three really good perimeter players. They're really a problem. I mean, they have three guys that can shoot threes and drive the basketball, and not many teams have that you play against. And, you know, we were really working hard, you know, without a lot of substitutions on the perimeter players. So James and Boone really stepped up and helped us in that situation. Don? We talked about not fouling, but you know what? As soon as you start talking about not fouling, sometimes that gets interpreted as not playing defense. So I don't worry as much about it maybe as I should, because I'd rather be aggressive. They're going to make their free throws. They're a very good free throw shooting team, but so are we. You know, we're shooting 73%, I think. So the one thing that I noticed when in today's game, teams are shooting 75% from the line against us. I guess we'll have to change our free throw defense. You know, really, I mean, you look at that and you go, you know, it's like, why? You know, why are teams shooting that well from the line? So we have to make ours. That's the only way you can handle that. You have to match the other team.
Gary.
Yep.
Talk about Steve. Defending the three guards of Florida State, how tough that is.
It's unbelievable because, you know, all three of those guys are over 200 pounds. I mean, they're not that tall. They're like, say, 6'1 to 6'3, but they're all really great athletes and know the game and have played together. You know, they were the same three guys that we played against last year. And what they do is they dribble penetrate to help each other. In other words, they try to force you to help and kick it. And even if you get out there, you got to still cover that guy and keep him from dribble penetrating. And that's where it gets tough when they do that two or three times in one possession. All of a sudden, one of your big guys winds up out of position, and they can drive it and drop it off to somebody for an easy shot. And they're really good. And the other thing is they all shoot free throws well. You know, it's not like you can foul somebody and take them out of what they're doing.
Gary, you talked about Phoenix growth. Is that kind of what you're seeing in Aaron, too? Because it doesn't seem like he maybe was where he was, you know, even a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, Eric's you know, every once in a while I have to look around at practice to make sure he's there because he never says anything. You know, like Grievous is talking all the time over here. I know where he is, okay? But then Eric, you know, he's – and, like, when he's aggressive, he's a good player. And I almost like to see somebody block his shot during the game because then he gets a little mad. You know, if somebody blocks a shot, and he gets more aggressive. And, you know, it's just his nature. You know, that's the way he is. Like, those two guys room together, Grievous and Eric. It's an amazing room. You know.
Anything else?
Oh, yeah. Well, see, I think any time he shoots the ball, it helps Grievous, it helps James. And boom, you know, now the boom scoring. The more guys you have to play, that's like Landon today. The more guys you have to play, the better it is for everybody else. And, you know, you don't see good teams in college basketball where guys get 30 very often anymore. You know, it's got to be the balance because defenses have become more sophisticated over the years. You know, and they can take one guy out of the game. So you have to have weapons to allow your best shooters, you know, to get their shots.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you. Anybody know who won the Clemson game? Clemson NC State?
We have a final.
Clemson was winning.
Clemson was winning.